While this marks the end of an era for Columbus and its downtown Lazarus, most other cities lost their signature downtown department stores years ago. Indianapolis lost its Ellis Ayers in 1992. Dayton lost Reich's in 1991 and Elder Beerman in 2002. Cleveland lost Higbee's in 2001. Toledo lost LaSalle's 20 years ago. So in a way, Columbus has been fortunate to hang on to its downtown Lazarus for as long as it has.
Change is change, and we got to take it into account.
Retired Chairman Charles Lazarus helped build the downtown store and Lazarus's other stores in suburban shopping malls. He says he is sad to see the downtown store close, but he says the department store is not a thing of the past. He says the department store is simply a mirror of the time in which it operates.
Don't forget, there were no highways when department stores were strong. None. There were streets. There was public transportation. And that's the way people got there. And if you go back before that, there were horse and buggies on the dirt roads on High Street.
But will big department stores with their tea rooms and fancy window displays ever return to their downtown roots? Some things which once moved out to the suburbs are now returning to the downtowns. Take those prodigal sports stadiums, for example. Ernst & Young retail analyst Jay McIntosh says, yes, department stores will return downtown under certain circumstances.
I don't think you're going to see a return to the types of department stores that existed post-World War II and through the 60s and 70s. But I think you will see in many cities that have vibrant downtowns creative-type department stores.
To be successful in a downtown area, McIntosh says the store has to be a destination. He points to the success of some high-end stores.
They've been very good at picking the right locations in downtowns and being such good anchors that they themselves can attract traffic. So I do think there's a market for that.
Nordstrom's, with its higher-priced merchandise and emphasis on service, is one chain that has thrived in some downtown locations. University of Texas at Arlington Urban Affairs professor Joel Goldstein agrees that innovation is the cure for the future of downtown stores. He predicts downtown retail will fall into the hands of entrepreneurs.
There will be what will be the new wave of department stores that will come out of innovation by people that are entrepreneurs, but more than that, people that don't have jobs and are trying to find a way to innovate and earn a living for themselves and their family.
Goldstein says the new department store could be an innovative electronics store or some other destination retailer.
There's always some new maverick with an idea that could be nurtured and create a place that have merchandise that'll, in my opinion, spur a lot of downtowns.
But innovation alone won't be enough. Ernst & Young's Jay McIntosh says the downtown area must be fertile ground for such a retail development.
Well, there has to be accessibility, either in parking or mass transit. It has to be an area where people feel safe. And it's certainly better if there's a downtown like Michigan Avenue, for example, where there are a lot of stores. It's almost a mall-type location, the way it attracts traffic. So if you have a downtown location with many stores, that's going to lend itself to being much more successful as well.
McIntosh says a solution for a city the size of Columbus could be downtown housing that appeals to empty nesters in their 50s or 60s. So the baby boomers who shopped at stores like Lazarus during its boom years could hold the key to the future of downtown shopping. Mike Thompson, WOSU News.